The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, good morning. What's going on? 6:33. Welcome to the non-billionaire Plan B Morning Show. That's right, I didn't win, and I'm upset about it. I'm very upset. I would love to have that money. Make my own radio station. No, that's not true. I would literally do nothing. I would just sit in a pool of money. That was it. I'd just go straight up Scrooge McDuck on that pile. Just right into it. I'd fill up a swimming pool full of money. Actually, that's a terrible idea. Because if you filled it up with coins, you're going to break every bone in your body jumping headfirst into it. You end up being paralyzed. Or if you fill it with dollar bills, you probably get paper cuts all over yourself. Horrible idea. Just terrible advice from that cartoon. Anyway, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, let's see. The three living original members of Static X will pay tribute to their late frontman, Wayne Static, and the 20th anniversary of their breakout debut album, Wisconsin Death Trip. Oh, I love that album. With an album and tour next year. They're calling it Project Regeneration and have posted a teaser featuring a new music video, snippets of five new Static X tracks, and a message from bassist Tony Campos about the reunion. You can find it on YouTube or at the staticx.org website. Project Regeneration will include a number of unfinished tracks Wayne Static wrote and sang before he passed away in 2015. Campo says they're looking for guest singers for another handful that they've, quote, confirmed interest from friends of the band, including David Draymond, Ivan Moody, Al Jorgensen, Dez Fafarva, Edsel Dope, Burton C. Bell. The band plans multiple video updates and a series of Facebook live chats over the next few months to update fans on the progress of both the Project Regeneration album and tour. Very exciting stuff. Obviously, when Wayne passed, it was super unexpected and a super nice guy. I've interviewed him a handful of times, and man, that was a bummer. But it's good to hear that the band is picking themselves up and doing more stuff. Lastly, Disturbed are playing back-to-back shows at Air Force bases in Nevada early this week, and they hope some of their high-energy music gives a boost to the airmen and women that are there. The band isn't just performing at the USO-sponsored events at Creech Air Force Base in Indian Springs and Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas. They're also visiting the Air Force personnel where they work at each base. Bassist John Moyer tells that playing for the troops isn't new for the band.
We've done some of this stuff before, and we definitely have a history of supporting troops. Years ago, we did a thing called Operation MySpace in Kuwait. Even though MySpace doesn't exist anymore, the memories of that show still do. You could see how excited the soldiers were to have that kind of entertainment brought to them. This isn't quite the same thing. We're not going overseas. But I think that our kind of music is the kind of music that gives these soldiers their strength to get through a day to do the missions they need to do. There's a mutual appreciation there already out of the gate when we do these kind of shows, for sure.
All right, that's your rock news. We'll be back.